Do we want to research that one, or do we want to revote? What do we want to do? Do we want to research it first? Come back to it maybe later today?
What is done is the record, and however, research and
okay. We'll know if it. Okay.
All right. Let's.
Just my thought.
But we'll research and move on down the agenda. Dump trucks discussion.
Good morning. Back in earlier this year, March 7th, we had ordered a couple of dump trucks that you all had approved. To this date, we've not got them. It's right at 9 months. The salesman did call me about a half hour ago and told me we would have them within 10 days, but I've heard that many times, checking in with him every month.
Who did we award the bid to the first time?
Summit Trucking, with a crown bed, which is out of West Plains.
What do you want him to do?
Well, we have options where we could reject the bid and go back out. I can go off the national NJPA Sourcewell, contact a vendor, get one through that. We're not sure what the price range is going to be yet. I've got a call into three of them, and they're supposed to get back with me this morning.
So it says that they're supposed to deliver within 120 days?
Yes. Which would have put it around the end of June.
Did you want to have time for them to get back to you to see how you stand
before you? Yes, I would. I would like that.
So you'd like us to table this and go next week?
You decide to reject it. I can find one through one of the other vendors off the national contract.
So you're okay with the price you can find?
Yeah, if they have them available. I had two found on Saturday, but they sold before I could come in. And
how much were those, do you know?
They were 160. They were in Greeley, Colorado.
What kind were they?
Kenworth.
Did you have to go get them?
That would have been $1,500 for delivery.
So are you wanting to, what are you asking? Are you wanting to stay with the, you want to cancel the order?
If I knew that I could get other trucks due to the timeline, and I should find that out today.
What you found so far was 160 plus 1,500.
No, that included the freight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The two we were looking at, one was 165 and one was 155. So.
The 155 is the one we went with.
Is it a different bed?
Yes.
Ohio bed, or the crown bed, or something. Ohio bed.
Then do you want to check today to confirm that we can?
Yes.
Before we send, because if we send.
Yes, then we would have to start over. And currently talking to the. A majority of the truck vendors, most of them are 6 months out. So I do know I've got to get one next year, you know, in order to get it at a decent time frame. I would have to order that soon. It would be taken out of the next year's budget before it got here, but. would we be able to wait till later this morning or sometime today if we give me time to hear back from them?
Are we going to be here through lunch today?
Yeah,
so we can stop
in. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to table?
We'll table this.
1 o'clock? You
want to do a definite time of 1 o'clock?
Just 1 o'clock, okay.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah.
Move the table to a definite time of 1 o'clock.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Table until 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Branson Airport.
Just acknowledging the changes in their structure.
The restructure of the Branson Airport bonds.
I don't understand why we're being asked to sign that letter. Do you, either of you, Denisha? Were they restructured their bonds? Their obligation, the county has no play. We didn't have anything to do with bonds, and we didn't. So I don't know why.
It acknowledges that the operating lease between the airport and the district be amended and restated in evidence of the Series 2018 bonds.
The airport lease be amended?
I think it's just in respect to the Series 2018 bonds and the amended indenture. This is based on these representations and warranties. I have no objection to the Commission signing the confirmation letter in order to confirm the status. So we're just confirming the status of the airport lease with the 18 bonds and amended indenture. So it doesn't change anything. We're just acknowledging their changes.
Okay, the lease was between the Transportation Development District and the Branson Airport and the revenue bonds. Kane County was not in that.
Is in accordance with the terms of certain airport lease dated as of June 1st, 2007 between Taney County, Branson, Missouri Regional Airport District Development District, the amended and restated operating lease, and the district and Branson Airport LLC. So it looks like they're all
operating lease date is June 1st, 2007 between the Branson Regional Airport Transportation Development District as leaser and Branson Airport LLC as leasee and operator relating to the Missouri Regional Airport Transportation Development District. Airport revenue bonds. I don't see where Taney County entered into that agreement. So if Branson Airport has had to go to the courts and get a restructure on the bonds, I don't know where Taney County is a part of it.
From my my understanding is Taney County is the leasor.
It says that the Regional Airport Transportation Development District as leasor.
I don't know, what is this paper here, Nina?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
What'd you say? What are you looking at?
The officer's certificate. Do we have a copy of the original airport lease from June 1st, 2007?
June 1st, 2007.
Who wrote this? Did Travis write this on our letterhead?
I don't know what this is.
What we'd be voting on? It says airport lease dated as of June 1st, 2007. Airport lease between Taney County, Missouri as Lesota County and the Branson, Missouri Regional Airport Transportation Development District, known as District. It says, Dear Mr. Gore, on behalf of the Taney County Commission, we are in receipt of the district's letter dated May 1st. The letter from Branson Airport LLC dated May 4th and the officer's certificate of the Branson Airport LLC dated as of May 1st, 2018 and received on October 25th. 2018 officer certificate, capitalized terms not defined herein shall have the meaning set forth in the officer certificate. We understand that the operating lease between the Branson, Missouri Regional Airport Transportation Development District, or District, and Branson Airport LLC and indenture have been amended and restated to evidence the series 2018 bonds. Based on the representations contained in the letter and officer certificate, this letter will confirm the county's acknowledgement and agreement that the airport lease between the county and the district remain in full force and effect, subject to the terms and conditions set forth in the airport lease. Except that all references in the airport lease to the term indenture shall refer to the amended and restated indenture of trust dated as of April 1st, 2018, and all references to the bonds shall refer to the series 2018 bonds. So it's because they restructured. Essentially, we're saying that we're acknowledging and in agreement, if we approve this, that the airport lease between the county and the district remains in effect and all the conditions and terms of the airport lease, except that references in the airport lease to the term indenture is now the amended and restated indenture of trust, and then all references to the bonds are the series 2018 bonds.
But that letter, as I saw you read it, said that the agreement was, it didn't name Taney County, it said that it's the TDD, the Transportation District. Okay, you sat on that board. Has that been, unless it's an executive session, I don't ask for that, but is, so I'm assuming that the Branson Airport would have talked to the Transportation District Board, the development, and they have probably renewed their lease agreement with it, because that lease agreement that you're reading to me is saying is between the Transportation Development District and the Branson Airport. I don't see the commission's signatures anywhere on that agreement.
The commission's, okay. From my understanding, again, none of us were on the commission at that time. The airport property is owned by the county, is that correct?
It was given to the county, the deed. It's been a while since I pulled on it.
So technically the county, and then we lease that property to the development district, and the development district has an operating lease with the Branson Airport.
So it'd be the lease agreement that we would have with the development district then? What you're saying? Because it's not the lease agreement of June 1st, 2007.
No, this is just, again, you can read it. The questions you're asking, I really don't know the answers to.
And I don't either, so that's why I'm reluctant to put the commission.
I don't see, well, the Travis has already, again, we've relied on our attorney on other things. Based on these representations and warranties, I have no objection to the commission signing the confirmation letter in order to confirm the status of the airport lease with respect to the bonds and amended indenture.
So if you guys want, there's another lease agreement besides that he's referred to on June 7th. Another lease agreement besides.
I think there's only one. And I don't know. I'm sure upstairs in our filing cabinet is going to be all the different agreements and contracts. But my understanding on this is they made some changes on how they're structured.
Yeah.
And we're just acknowledging that, hey, they made those changes.
Yeah, I've looked at those changes, it's what it's doing.
So we acknowledge they made those changes, and the only thing that affects in our agreement is when it states indenture, it means the amended and restated indenture of trust dated as of April 1st, 2018, and then all the references to bonds are the series 2018 bonds. If you have any further questions, we probably just need to talk with Travis and or the airport.
I've kind of been speaking with me. I would have thought if it was changing the lease agreement that we have the airport, that they would have come and said something to us.
I think they've been waiting on that for quite a while now, have they not?
May. Travis has been looking at it, I think.
Okay. So I think.
Okay. Can you share with us as sitting on the transportation board?
I don't remember specifically. Any time the county comes up, I always abstain and don't involve in those conversations though, when it comes to the county and the TDD. Normally, what we deal with is when it comes to state stuff, so, or whenever I'm involved in it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to see the lease agreement between us